You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come.
I want to give a shout out to so I was out Saturday night at the Royal Oak Music Theater, saw the band Blue Oyster Cult play. The Mugs opened up for them. No one friends of the Mugs, so those guys are kind enough to leave me a ticket, and I met a bunch of listeners. They could not have been nicer, and they were awesome from all areas. It was really cool. Nice show. Good to see the old guys get up there and still perform. They can still rock it, man.
Can they?
Yeah.
You enjoyed yourself?
I did. It brought a smile to my face.
Good for you.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. All right, so Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. A little surprise, maybe I shouldn't be, that the run. Well, I'll just tell you right now, Brad Holmes is winning Chump of the Weekend following the Lions win over the New York Giants, led by Jahmyr Gibbs, who went off. And, I mean, is he going to be NFC Offensive Player of the Week, do you think? I think there's a good chance.
I think that Jahmyr Gibbs has it. I thought for a second there that Stafford might be ready to take it from him, but Stafford didn't do anything in the second half. In the first half, he was brilliant. In the second half, they just kind of, you know, go through the motions and win the game last night. But
we've got the guy right now, the most dangerous weapon. You know, it's funny. We printed up a show we did after the draft. And one of our topics was, so people think Holmes blew this. This is the day after the first round where they took Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell. So people think Holmes blew this and it's going to doom the Lions. That was one of the things that we were discussing the day after he was taken. Brad Holmes 6 was the cut we played. And we said, he kept saying it over and over again. Jahmyr Gibbs isn't just a running back. He's emphasizing he's a weapon over and over. They're clearly going to use him in a variety of ways. These were some of the show notes we had after the Jahmyr Gibbs draft pick. Jahmyr Gibbs was awesome yesterday. And he almost single-handedly won the game. Bates deserves credit. Jack Fox deserves credit. And others made some plays here or there. But Gibbs was every bit the weapon that they thought or hoped he could be. And looks great. So let's see if they can find another gear. Because what they did yesterday was find a way to win on a day where they were not playing great. They need to play better. That's a full stop. They need to play better. The question is, can they? And what's clear, I think, by all the chump votes that Brad Holmes is getting is that people don't really believe that they can. So we'll have to see. Have to see if they got another gear. If they don't play better, they won't beat Green Bay on Thursday. That's for sure. This Giant game is maybe not even a footnote if they come out and play well and beat Green Bay. 248-539-9797. Anything to add or back to the phones?
Let's get back to the phones. A lot of people want to talk about this.
Bob is next on 97.1. Hi, Bob.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. I always appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Couple
couple comments about the game before I get to my champ and chump. I was shocked at Branch when he took that penalty for a hit. I thought surely he was going to get thrown out of the game for that hit. He led with his helmet to helmet. I thought he should have gotten thrown out of the game, but we were lucky he didn't. Second, I think one of the problems is the rush is coming up through the center of the thing, of the line. Sewell and Decker pushing their guys to the side, but there's no place for Goff to step up into because they're coming right up the middle. My next comment would be Jameis Winston proved that he is a good backup quarterback.
Yeah,
he missed a couple wide open guys that Love is not going to miss on Thursday. So they're going to have their hands full. In my champ, while Gibbs is clearly should be the champ, but I'm going to give it to Jake Bates. 59-yard field goal. Time expires, and he keeps us in the game. That's a hell of a play.
Huge.
My chump is the NFL owners. These guys are just grinding these players into the ground. This isn't a championship about who is the best team. It's the team who has the most depth. And I don't know, I think 3 or 4 years ago I saw the average length of time for a player in the NFL was 4.5 years. I'll bet that's really
going down.
Yeah,
I don't
down.
Like, I could go back to a 16-game schedule if given the choice. They're more likely to be at 18, but mm-hmm. I agree with you. It's sadly too much of the who's left at the end is about attrition. I hate that.
Yeah, the league makes tons of money. Players like to make tons of money because it's obviously tied into the revenues there. But I feel like, is the cost worth it to add these extra games on the schedule? There's 17 now. It's going to be 18, no question, soon. They'll probably lop off one of the preseason games to accommodate for that as well. But these guys are just getting destroyed out there because it's such a violent sport.
Spencer is next on 97.1. Hello, Spencer.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. All right.
So champ of the week. Champ, got to go between Gibbs, obviously, and Jack Fox. He threw it under the 20. Even though our defense didn't provide that. But my one question is, when I look at the box score, it seems like Amon-Ra St. Brown is the only one who catches balls. 13 targets for St. Brown, 12 targets for Gibbs, and then the next closest is Brock Wright for 4 targets. Who is the number 3 that steps up, and, you know, how do we – at least
pretty disappointing game for Jameson Williams.
Well, he dropped a couple passes and I think that doesn't help. But I also think that there was a pass rush that was on Jared Goff yesterday as well. And he's his own admission. He said that he threw the ball too much to Jahmyr Gibbs in the game. And that means that he's just going to that check down quickly as opposed to looking at another receiver. So I think that's something that will evolve. I think it's worth pointing out, though. You'd like to see a wide receiver step up and be that guy who's the number 2 option. But without having Sam Laporta and now without Khalif Raymond, maybe there's going to be opportunities. Yeah,
I know that Khalif went down, but he had that awesome catch. So,
yeah,
I mean, we got to find a wide receiver 3 at least to – like a, you know, Tim Patrick, you know, someone who was back in the day who was actually doing things.
Yeah, the Patrick loss, my guess is deep down they envisioned Khalif Raymond or Isaac Tesla to be a little bit further ahead right now. But
I'd love to ask, I think the question to ask is really of Dan Campbell, what he sees in practice from wide receiver 3 and 4 and 5 on the roster. Are these guys, you know, if he could be honest with the media and ask about, are they progressing enough in practice where you trust them completely in the game, or are they still learning on the job here, which I could understand for someone like Tesla, who's a rookie, but you know, we're through 11 games on the schedule now. You would expect these guys to know the route trees and all that. So
248-539-9797. Here's some feedback, Gator, from a lot of Champ and Chump votes. Johnny in Rochester. Champ Gibbs went beast mode. No Gibbs, no win. Chump, Giants head coach, you kick the field goal there, you win that game. Remember, if they kick the field goal, the Lions are starting at 25 or 30, and so they would probably have gotten a couple throws into the end zone at the end of that to win the game. Maybe they wouldn't have completed any of them. Got it. Yep. They went for the kill shot. Didn't work out. There are tough decisions made at the end of games. You get paid to get them right. And I don't think there's anything wrong with what he did, but when you get them wrong, you open yourself, if you don't execute, you open yourself up to this criticism.
Well, you can certainly argue it both ways. And I think if you're a Giants fan, you're probably fine with it because it's a bad team. And the loss puts you to 2-9. It gives you a higher draft pick, and that's it, what you care about at this point in time. You're looking at mock drafts. It's not that long ago we as Lions fans were looking at the same thing. And if that had happened in Detroit to a team that was 2-8 going into it, I think we might be singing a different tune. But from a player standpoint, players want to win games. And it was devastating to them that they lost that game. And that's a play that I think the players would love to have kicked the field goal, put them up by 6, forced the Lions to score a touchdown in order to beat them.
And if the Lions had scored a touchdown, he'd be get ripped for not going for the kill shot there. But that's the job. Kafka's trying to keep the job. Like, he wants to be the head coach. So.
That's not him.
Well, that didn't help. Champ Jaden Ivey getting back to the level of talent on this first-place team is scary. Chump, anyone not concerned by yesterday's performance at home? I don't know how many people aren't concerned, but Champ is the Pistons for their grit play style. Chump, the Lions for their gritless play style. That's from Rich in Harrison Township.
I don't think that was gritless. I think grit is why they won. They were down by 10 points in the fourth quarter.
On an off day.
Yeah.
And they found a way to win.
As much as we want to, well, you could criticize either way the decision not to kick the field goal, they had to make a play on fourth and goal from the 6. And they made the play. Yassin made the play.
Yeah. They had to then put together a drive to get into field goal range. They made that play.
Yeah. And then Jake Bates made the kick. He made the play. And then you got to have an offensive line that's going to give that crease, give that ability for Jahmyr Gibbs to do what Jahmyr Gibbs does.
Yeah, if that wasn't...
Thanks, Penei Sewell. Thanks, Brock Wright. Thanks, Amon-Ra St. Brown. All you guys did your job, and boom, he's gone.
Yeah, I think there was some grit displayed yesterday, but I guess it depends on your definition. Carson Anderson, 97-1.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's Dan Campbell after the game, what it feels like a moral loss. Lions win in overtime over the New York Giants in a frustrating game, but hey, they got the W, and we all know they have to play better. If they don't play better than that, Thursday's not going to be pretty. And I'm sensing there's a lot of listeners out there that don't think they have that gear any longer based upon the phone calls we have gotten. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jake in Auburn Hills. You are next. Hello, Jake.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
I got 2 points. First one is I want to say that we're calling this game an off game, and it was an off game for the defense. The defense in general has been, you know, they've been pretty solid throughout the year, pretty consistent. In this game, they had terrible penalties on third down and fourth down, really bad plays like that. So I could call that an off day. The thing I can call an off day is this interior offensive line, which game after game, they allow pressures to Goff, and that just messes up the whole offense. Every time the defensive tackles are just feasting on Goff, you just see right up the middle every time, and it's really frustrating, which brings me to my second point, is why I want to chump Brad Holmes, unfortunately. I love the guy, but I just think the last two off seasons, he did not address the two most pressing needs, which was the offensive line and the defensive line. And we're seeing, you know, that's what's so frustrating is we're so close, and it seems to me that he just could have done more, you know? That's just
all
how
right.
I see it.
So Jake, here's what he's done the last couple of drafts. In this past draft, 2025, he drafted Tate Ratledge and Miles Frazier. Both are interior offensive linemen. Last year, he drafted Giovanni Manu and Christian Mahogany. Again, interior offensive linemen. He's used 4 draft picks in the last 2 drafts to get the offensive lineman. Last year, they went out and they got Zeitler in free agency. I think they've done some things to the offensive line. What they didn't do was acquire an offensive lineman at the trade deadline when it looked like it was a pressing issue because of injuries to these people. But I don't think it's fair to say they didn't try to address it, because they've tried to address it.
Well, I agree that maybe they tried to address it, but I don't think with the sense of urgency that was necessary, because I think Manu was a project, and Sanders is a late-round pick, and even Mahogany has panned out, but he was also a late-round pick, and they let Kevin Zeitler go. And the thing is that when they saw the fruits, you know, coming out over here, that the offensive line was not as good as they thought it was, I think they should have, you know, really, really splurged at the deadline. Spend the first-round pick if you have to. And my thing is, I just believe if Howie Rosen was the GM, and I love Brad Holmes, but I just see Howie Rosen making the necessary moves. And I think if he had the Lions' offensive line, I think he would have spent, you know, a premium to get this offensive line Super Bowl.
What's going to be interesting is they did make a move this year, the Eagles. They didn't last year and won the Super Bowl. They made no moves at the trade deadline and won the Super Bowl.
Well, they made a big move in the offseason.
They did make a big move in the offseason. But the Lions made a big move getting DJ Reed. Like, that was the number one corner on the market at a position of need, and they went and got him. What you have to keep in mind is you can't spend at a huge level at every position. So you try and figure out where you hope that you can get away with a lesser paid player to keep the books balanced, because it's a cap league. And maybe that gamble was going with some of these young guys in the interior of the offensive line. The great thing about young players is they have the opportunity to get better, right? Can Mahogany return and help this group? Will Ratledge get better as snaps go on, as he gets more and more reps at this level? Will Frazier be a factor before this season is done? Can he play better than some of the guys in the interior offensive line, where maybe they have to move some people around? There's still time to address those things, but obviously not to the satisfaction of that caller. Gary.
Let me just say this, you know, regarding the Eagles, their defense is fantastic, right?
Yep.
But offensively, they're bottom third in the league in total yards. So that's been a problem with them on offense. Point-wise, where are they point-wise? I think they're kind of in the middle with points. So Philly? Philly is averaging 23 points a game.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got their issues offensively, but defensively, that's where they put the eggs in their basket when they go out and they draft heavy on the defensive line. They draft edge rushers. They drafted back-to-back corners in the draft, and both of them are really good.
Yeah.
And with the guy with Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. And then they went out and they added Jalen Phillips. They tried to add Hassan Reddick. They've tried things. Everything's been on defense. The big move they made on offense was Saquon Barkley.
What's crazy is Philly went out yesterday and scored their first three possessions. And I'm thinking, well, apparently they've sorted things out offensively and then didn't score the rest of the game. And look, the Lions, like my man here talked about, what isn't changing is the interior of the offensive line, and he's right. That's an area of concern. These are all things that help you win games, help you score points. The 27 points they scored in regulation would rank sixth in the NFL if you average 27 points a game. It's not as if the offense is in a crisis. But what he pointed out is how they could be better. And you know, let's hope that there is some growth in that interior of the offensive line.
Well, because he was right. That's the area where it does have to get better is on the offensive line.
248-539-9797. What's up, Gary? Hi, Gary.
Hey, guys. How are we doing this morning?
All right, Gary.
A couple things here. Shame on us, I think. I don't know. I've not seen such a time when a win has got to be a work of art. And if it's not, we say that this team sucks, basically. And I've been a Lions fan for most of my 70 years on this earth, and I don't recall a time when beating a team, regardless of their record, has been so scrutinized and criticized. I'll tell you what I did. I went and scanned some of the national media, SI.com, The Athletic, and some of those. There is not one mention, not one, how badly the Lions played. I mean, there's some opportunities they talked about they may have missed on, but they're taking this like, hey, this is a win. They've got the win. They're 7-4 and so forth. And
Gary, to be fair, national media is not going to scrutinize it because they're not going through it day by day, year by year, decade by decade like Lions fans have. Right now, Lions fans have been hurt for so many years because the team hasn't been good that you get teased with this team being as good as they've been, NFC Championship game, followed up with a 15-win season, back-to-back NFC North champions, and now you see them struggling a little bit, dealing with some adversity, fans are scared. That's all it is. I think it just comes down to they're scared because they don't want the ride to end, and I don't think the ride's going to end anytime soon, but it's a little bumpy
right now.
You know
what, Gator, Gator, I agree with that, but I'm also the other point that kind of baffles me is this. Chicago has 8 of these kind of wins, mostly. Maybe not all 8, but a lot of them came down to the final kick, a block kick, whatever. And yet everybody's on them going, oh, man, I saw an article on ESPN this morning. Hey, are they a danger if they get in the playoffs? Are they going to get a tough out? And it's one of those overreactions. It's good that our expectations are higher, but it's gotten a little bit out of control. And the other thing I wanted to, before I go, the national media referenced 2 or 3 articles I saw this morning about the Lions having the best offensive line in the league. I don't know. I don't think it's close to it, but
I think we can accept that and tell me am I wrong. The Lions offensive line is still pretty damn good. It's just not as good as it was last year.
I think it's good. I don't know if it's damn good. I think they have maybe the best right tackle in football. And I think their left tackle is good, very good. And then the rest of it is work in progress. You've got
whatever it is now. It's not bad, and it's not average. But it's better. It's just not as good as it was last year. Is the way I see it.
I think there's a big drop.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every win's a good win. Was that good enough to beat a better team? Probably not. And at the end of the day, they got to play better the rest of the way. And there's some area. The question is whether or not you have belief. And it feels like a lot of people today do not have belief, which is why the general manager's running away with Chump at a weekend following a win.
Strange.
Yeah, it is. But I was thinking about what would make that logical. It'd be logical if you looked at that game yesterday and said, they're done. This feels like something I would do. If in the end of this, if they lose to Philly in the playoffs and Jalen Phillips dominates them, then I'll really feel like I can point a finger to a move that guy made and our guy didn't. And it made a big difference. And they lost that game to Philly last weekend, which wasn't final. It's not definitive. Like the season's not over. And then they won this game looking like this. Why would you trump the GM today? Because you think that's enough evidence to see they're not going to play well enough to make a deep run or maybe even make the playoffs. And that's where these people are coming from. That's the perspective they see it from. I disagree with it, but 248-539-9797. Oh, let's go to Rod in Royal Oak. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Rod?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I got a lot to say, but I know I'm not going to be able to say it all, but my champ of the week is Jahmyr Gibbs and the Pistons, and my chump is the generic Detroit Lions fans. I know a lot of these guys aren't on the team anymore, but can you tell me who signed Kevin Zeitler, Carlton Davis, DJ Reed, Amik Robertson, David Montgomery, Jamal Williams? Who signed those guys? And then people want to say, oh, Brad Holmes doesn't sign anyone. And then in the offseason last year, people were begging for an edge. They didn't care about the O-line. And Brad Holmes still addressed it with Ratledge. So all the disrespect that Brad Holmes is getting, please tell me, who do they want to replace him with? Bob Quinn? Martin Mayhew? Who?
Well, he's back-to-back NFL Executive of the Year, right? And he's earned that. But,
exactly.
But and the question becomes, you know, people are starting to doubt whether or not he has built a good enough team to win the Super Bowl. And that's, I think it's fair, but I wouldn't chump him. Like I have questions too, but I think chumping him is a bit extreme, but
I have questions about him. I also have questions about the coaches and even the players. Like, no, it's not just one guy. When we lose or play bad, it's on everybody, even the owner. But to single out the GM, who's worked his ass off, is disrespectful.
Rod, thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. Eugene in Canton, you're next. Hi, Eugene.
Yeah, thanks, Eugene. How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My champ is Gibbs. Like, okay, Barry Sanders had ball bearings in his ankle. Gibbs, he can make cuts so quick. Hit a hole. If he got a hole, he hit it. Then he go to another direction. And my chump is myself. Now, I have three questions. Can y'all explain to me? Because they said that the Lions did something that good.
Well, hang on a second. You said you named yourself the chump?
Yes, because I got three questions to what happened on the game. Now, 24 seconds. It was 28 seconds. But they said the Lions did some good that they caused 4 seconds for the Eagles. Then my second question
is... What are you talking about, Eugene?
The last 28 seconds. It was 28 seconds. The forecaster said the Lions did something that the good that caused 4 seconds to go off to make it 24 seconds. But they did some. They was praising the Lions because they did something when they did the kickoff or the kick return.
Oh, they kicked it deep. They kicked it deep, but they made him return it, which was longer. Took longer to return it that way than you would have if you just let it go to the end zone.
And then the second one is with Russell Wilson. He said we're gonna kick the ball. And then he said, we're going to pick it. I thought they only had one chance. I mean, they decide who kick and who receive. And then the other team decides what end of the field. But he picked both of them. And the Lion player, thanked them for it. And then the third question I would like to have y'all help me with understand, because they changed so many rules. It's when the Lions made the touchdown, when Gibbs made the touchdown. Isn't that the end of the game?
The team gets the ball back.
Overtime rules have changed now.
So you're chipping yourself because you didn't understand any of that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Starting to understand why he chumped himself.
Yeah, the rules have changed. Now, we had a debate in the office whether it's the right move to kick off or to receive. If each team's guaranteed a possession. And I found a story on ESPN.com where they talked to, I think it was 9 analytics guys from 9 different teams and asked them what makes more sense. And it wasn't a consensus. 7 said they'd kick off. 2 said they'd want to receive the football. I'm in the receive camp. Kang is in the kickoff camp.
I mean, it depends if you're home or away, inside or outside.
Yeah, there are factors. There are other factors.
So I hate to just
not give, for me.
Not for Kang.
Yeah. No, there's no fact. I always kick off.
I'd likely kick off because sometimes you want to be reactionary more often than not.
Well, you know exactly what you have to do.
So it's interesting because Jahmyr Gibbs afterwards said that he doesn't like starting overtime with the football.
I want the football.
He said he wants the defense to get out there to do their thing.
Yeah.
And I asked Goff the same question. I forget what his response was, if he wanted it or not.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Kyle in Macomb. Hi, Kyle.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not gonna make myself the chump with 10 different reasons. I'm gonna let you guys know.
Okay.
I'll start off with first. Champ, I think Jared Goff. I think he's going through a lot this year. You know, new center, new offensive coordinator, and then you switch your offensive coordinator play caller to Dan Campbell. You're dealing with injured players coming in and out. I mean, this last game, he was fighting for his life at a lot of times. I feel like, you know, not having Sam Laporta as a check down hurt him. And my chump is definitely going to be J-Mo. The reason I say this is because we signed him this extension. I don't think he personally deserved it. I think he missed too much time with suspensions and injuries and inconsistency. And here we are again with a guy who's so talented but so inconsistent. And with his talent, we really could use that at the trade deadline for a team to help us more defensively. I just don't see him in the long run of really being the consistent consistent wide receiver, because there's already callers talking about, oh, we need a third wide receiver like Tim Patrick back in the day. But we should be fine with the wide receivers we have. Tesla should be getting more targets. This I think J-Mo is really holding us back.
It's unfortunate.
Like, I just got to hold back the team.
J-Mo, his biggest play got wiped out by penalty yesterday, which is unfortunate, but he still, that would have been like one impact play in this game. He's got more to give. There's no question he's got more to give. And they got to find a way to you know, get that out of him on a week-in, week-out basis. He's incredibly talented. I think if made available, every team in the league would want him.
Yeah, I mean, speed is just intoxicating. And he actually when Goff has time to throw and survey the field, that's what makes J-Mo one of the most dangerous players in the league, because he's going to get open. It's just a matter of time. He's had a couple of 100-yard games already this year. He's got another game where he, in fact, against Philadelphia, got four passes for 88 yards on seven targets. I think it's a little magnified yesterday because he didn't have a catch, and he had a couple of drops, and one of them was really hard to watch. Defensive back went to try to make the play, totally whiffed on deflecting the pass, and hits J-Mo right in the hands, and he doesn't haul it in. It's going to happen. But it gets magnified when it's a couple times in the game and when there's another receiver also who's sure-handed, who's not been sure-handed this season for whatever reason. I think having him as a second wide receiver is great. The talent is there. But like the caller said, inconsistency, I think that's – you can see it statistically, but is it really inconsistent based on what they see on film? That's what matters most, because what he does is he provides he's a willing blocker as a wide receiver, and that's not a little thing, because when you want Jahmyr Gibbs to get off and score those 69-yard touchdown runs, it's with the aid of receivers blocking downfield, and he is more than willing to block.
Amon-Ra after the game, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Don in Westland. You're on 97.1. What's up, Don?
Hi.
Hey.
About that. So my point was the Lions aren't doing anything to help the offensive line. They know that they're not getting any protection in the middle with all these blitzes and stuff. I understand why they're not bringing in maybe a fullback on some of those downs or even motioning the tight end into the backfield to help for protection.
They actually do a little bit of the second thing. Nothing. Yeah, they do a little bit of the second thing, and they love Montgomery and pass protection.
They do both of those things.
Yeah, it seems like that's always the problem. You know, somebody coming up the middle and Goff's running for his life. That's been really frustrating to watch.
To be at their best, to be a high-powered machine, they could shore up that part of the game somehow, some way. I kind of hope it's going to happen from within with some younger players growing up. You could also hit a wall and go the other direction. That could happen with Ratledge. I certainly hope Mahogany's back. I would keep my eye on Frazier for possible impact.
Well, the next couple weeks, they're going to have their hands full because both defensive lines are awfully tough these next couple weeks, just like it was tough yesterday. A good defensive line yesterday with Brian Burns and company. But you got, Micah Parsons coming up on Thursday along with Rashawn Gary. That's not going to be easy. Plus, they've got other guys, too, on that team. And then Dallas is really just kind of been revitalized now. The addition of Quinnen Williams changes everything on that defensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got a lot of tough games coming up. I'd definitely like to see the addition of maybe a fullback in the backfield more often for those games, just to provide a little extra protection.
So give Goff they use Montgomery. They use Montgomery in that role. Frazier, by the way, is back practicing full practice, but hasn't been activated yet. Let's go to Rob on a cell. You're next. Hi, Rob.
How you doing today? I want to go with my champ is the whole Lions team for their resolve and playing that game. And my chump is Lions fans hating on everybody. Just want them all to hear, unless you've been a fan for the last 5 years. Like you said, Doug, we would have lost that game our whole lives. Rod Marinelli, Matt Millen, Dan Orlovsky, learn those names. Leave our guys alone.
I guess what it comes down to is what is the appropriate amount of criticism? Like, what is it?
Just don't be so harsh, man. I mean, like, I get it. I wanted some moves. But we don't know what he's doing. We don't know who he's calling. You know, like you say, we'd like to know, but we don't.
I'd love to know.
Yep. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
No, thank you. I mean, look, Rob. I try to be respectful of everybody's opinion and let them say their piece. I do think some people have gotten over the top today, but you know, it depends. What perspective would it? That's why I keep asking or saying. I think it's perspective of they're done and that they can't possibly play better than this. And I think they can. It's weird, right? I'll give you an example. There's been some criticism of Hutch yesterday. I think everybody wants the same thing out of every player every week. And that's a consistency level that everybody's going for, and the greats are more consistent. Do you know how many sacks Myles Garrett had through 7 weeks of the NFL?
Well, I know that he's had like 14 in the last 4 weeks or something like that. So, yeah.
He had four sacks and was being considered a disappointment. Now he has 18 quarterback sacks.
He woke up.
The point is simply things change in this league. Good players have down times where they're not doing much, and then they can explode and help you win. And that's a prime example of a player that is playing at a dominant level right now that wasn't earlier in the year. So this is why I have faith that some of our guys can do more.
And he didn't sack Jared Goff.
No, he did not. What do we got here next? Paul in Clinton Township. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You know what it seems like? And I could be wrong. It's at least, you know, from the people that comment and you read on social media, I think a lot of fans only watch Lions games and no other NFL games or don't truly pay that close of attention. Because unless you're the LA Rams right now, every team's got warts. Every team is playing a bad game against an inferior opponent, right? The two teams that we're in competition with in our division just had to go down to the last minute to beat the same team, the Giants, each of the last 2 weeks. The Giants beat the Eagles like 4 weeks ago. Maybe it was 5 weeks ago.
Well, our six-game losing streak was a long time ago.
Whatever it was, they did, yep.
They scored 34 points and beat the Eagles, right?
Yep.
It happens. The Bills, what's their record? Honest to God, the Rams are the one team right now in the NFL that is playing at a high level. Other than that, has anyone watched any of the other Green Bay games? Do they look so unbeatable?
Well, I mean, the Packers lost to Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And
so, Cleveland.
Yeah, so now, does it change that you want your own team to play better? Absolutely not. But a lot of fans kind of call in and they sound like they think that poor play or inconsistent play is unique to the Lions right now, and it's clearly not, unless you're the Rams.
Well, so, Paul, I don't know if you've heard me say, but I've said if you look at the peer group, all right, the last few weeks, Chicago had a comeback from a two-score deficit late to beat this Giants team. Green Bay, Giants went right down the field and scored in the opener and had the ball late on their opening possession, had the ball late to win the game. These are the teams that the Lions are in direct competition with that did the exact same thing that the Lions did. What happened yesterday is not disqualifying for the Lions.
No, it's not. And listen, the Bears have at least four last-second comebacks against teams that are not very good. And to their credit, they won the games, their wins, they count. But again, Lions fans, I just think that they only watch Lions games, or maybe they only care about Lions games, and they don't pay attention to what other teams do. But what the Lions are going through is not unique.
It's not. And yet, you know, this is what happens when you have high expectations. And I love that they have high expectations. And this is why I keep saying they have to play better. But I don't think I feel like we're getting some crisis calls that are reflective of a 4-7 team, more than a 7-4 team.
Well, I think we got excited after the first week of this season for good and bad reasons. After the first week, we're disappointed because they only scored 13 against Green Bay and they looked like they couldn't do anything against the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they righted the ship, scored 52, then 38, then 34, and 37 on the four-game win streak. Since then, They've averaged 23.6 points per game. And that's with throwing 44 up against Washington and 34 against the Giants and with overtime having to do it. The offense hasn't been as good in this last six games compared to what it was in the first five games, or more importantly, in that four-game stretch where they won convincingly.
I still think they can score a ton of points against good opponents.
I agree. I think
it's like Myles Garrett. They're in that slump sort of now.
I think it's a good football team, and I think the caller was right. I mean, aside from the Rams and the NFC, every team has their warts, and you're starting to see it here with it being exposed week to week. So I can feel a little bit better about where they're at. And at the same time, what I like about where they're at is that I think we know what the problems are. And I'm hopeful that these problems can be improved upon. Will they be completely fixed? Never. But will the offensive line get better? I think it can get better. It can absolutely get better. Some things that are really hard to overcome, a Sam Laporta injury is really hard to overcome. And if St. Brown is going to continue to have issues with catching the football, because if he's got a bad hand, that's going to be something to keep an eye on too.
Paul in Chesterfield, you're next. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you this afternoon?
What's up?
Well, I was at the game yesterday, and I was one of the ones that left early after seeing Jameis Winston dropping ducks, you know, into his receivers the whole game long. I finally got fed up and left right at the beginning of the fourth quarter, but I still listened to it on the radio. But the point of this whole thing is, and the reason why it's so frustrating, and I think a lot of these fans don't understand, and I'm 64 years old. I've been following this team since I was seven, okay? They don't understand that, you know, when you have a team like this and they are so close, they've been close the last 3 years, okay? And you see the inconsistencies that are. I mean, look, we're not a dumb fan base. We're a very smart fan base, okay? And you can pick up on these things. And being at the game yesterday was just aggravating to no end. And it, you know, because you know that you have a guy like Brad Holmes, okay, who can go out and get offensive linemen when he needed.
Hey, you got about 10 seconds. We're up against a break.
Okay. Yep, and I just want to make that point. Brad Holmes had every opportunity to make this team better, and he didn't do it. Okay, and this is why we're in the situation that.
All right, I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you for the phone call. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.